The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair and with a leather belt or tied around his waist, and his food was made of locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to John and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by John in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John the Baptist saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. That one will baptize you with the fire and the Holy Spirit. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed are you, O Lord God. You alone do wondrous deeds. Amen. There is a lot of judgment in today's gospel. It seems like last week's jubilant Happy New Year has taken two steps back in our Advent season. And as temperatures turn colder outside and days grow shorter, we're reminded in this season of repentance that our own clocks are ticking, that our lives are moving towards something different, something deeper, something poetic. And we are also reminded of what little control we have in the midst of the great forces at work in the world around us, that these evil forces of greed and violence, fear and power, indignity and oppression overwhelm. The tree of righteousness is felled, and then Advent comes at just the right time. For Advent comes to announce to us that even though forces are out of our control in many instances, we are not powerless against them. Reminded that if we feel cut down, there is growth that will come from our roots. And while it just might seem that the greater forces at work are causing death and destruction around us, there is once again hope and peace. Hope from God that judgment will come, and peace from God that judgment will come. You might ask, how can judgment be agents of hope and peace this week? At first glance, to answer this question, we must be aware that each of us will hear the judgment communicated in the text today differently, one from the next. Perhaps these words will cause some of us to squirm a bit. And that can be a good thing. because the poking might move us into the light of God. Perhaps the judgment in our lessons today will cause us to let our minds wander to other things. To things like, well, there goes Pastor again. Or do things like our grocery lists, or the shopping that needs to be done for presents, or maybe that annoying habit of the person that's sitting next to you in the pew. Maybe your mind is wandering to lunch. These wanderings are not so good. But there's still time to repent. What I love to hear communicated in the lessons today is that the judgment from God in these words, that there truly is gospel. Yes! Judgment is good news. Wait, is that even possible? Well, it is when the words of God's coming judgment are heard by those who are oppressed. When the words come to the ears of those who feel cut down, violated, victimized by forces that have worldly power. You see, that is the peace. That is the hope that we receive from God today. For Matthew's point of judgment in the text communicated by John the Baptizer in his words, they are to bring comfort to a people who hears them. Comfort to a people who are being ruled by an oppressive empire. His proclamation that judgment was coming from God brought good news to God's people who were undergoing oppression. That God will judge the oppressor. That God will judge the emperor, the bully, the centurion who mindlessly carries out orders of punishment and death without mercy or impunity. These will not get away from God's judgment. In fact, John the Baptizer's message of judgment was such good news to that crowd in need of gospel that they came out to see him by the droves. And among those in the crowd were the temple authority. They even sought to be baptized by John. These Sadducees and Pharisees, too, were no friend to the Roman occupation in their land. They came to hear John's good news of judgment against Rome. And then we get a glimpse into the integrity of John. You see, a lesser person might have used such an opportunity to join forces with these strong temple authority leaders against this common enemy of Rome. A lesser person might have used it to boost their own platform, raise their own status. But John the Baptizer was better. He was a more faithful witness for God, and he called them out by speaking truth to their power. You see, oppressive behavior is not only limited to government officials. Segregation and greed were alive and well in the temple, and John's words that reminded the people of God's judgment were gospel to those who had been hurt by the religious elite. Yet we also must be aware that it is far easier to point to another person's unjust behavior than it is to recognize our own, isn't it? So I think the underlying message for our ears today is for us to recognize our own self-analysis. Who are you? Perhaps you're among the group of people coming out to hear the gospel because you're sick and tired of the crookedness going on around you, tired of leaders clinging to places of leadership and ignoring ethical behavior. Maybe you are the religious. secure in your own faith, perhaps you are, and the personal relationship with God that you have, that you shut the door to others, or worse, judge them as invaluable or unworthy. Or maybe you're John the Baptizer, a voice that cries out in the crazy and crooked and greed-filled world, a voice that can speak truth in such a way that God's truth can draw people to live a faithful way of life. You see, everyone who came to hear John the Baptizer long ago was hungry for something. People are hungry today, too. Hungry for food and shelter, hungry for purpose, hungry to find out where God is in our lives, hungry for gospel news. Dare I say, no matter who you are or what you hunger for, God calls you and God calls me to repent. This, too, is what Advent does. For this season reminds us to turn towards the one who is yet to come. This turning is not a personal act of repentance or silence or inactivity. It is a call to bear fruit worthy of such repentance, to be truth tellers in a world of lies, to be hand helpers in a world of turning their backs, to stand up in solidarity when others are knocked down, and to love without limit as an action word. This is bearing the fruit worthy of repentance. It's letting ourselves be ourselves. It's crying with those who are in grief, laughing with those who are joyful, suffering with those who are persecuted, and continually seeking justice, knowing that you and I are not powerless. You are not powerless. You are baptized children of God. Outwardly cleansed with water and inwardly refined with fire. You are not powerless. In a moment, we will all stand together and we'll open our hymnals and we'll sing words of comfort for those times when we come into darkness. You may be in such a darkness today. Hear the words of assurance that God's reign upon you, even when we perceive it as chaos. God's got this. You are not powerless. This God we glorify today, the God that makes valleys rise up and hills bow down. For God's word is never crooked, and God's love for you never broken. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.